Today's devotional is based on Revelation 21, verse 22 to chapter 22, verse 5. It was written by the Reverend Michaela Kovacic. I remember that as a child, for weeks leading up to Christmas, I thought and dreamt of what might await me under the tree on Christmas morning. I also remember the tingle that welled inside me when I thought about the possibility of that big gift, the one I'd forever been asking for, being proudly displayed next to the tree. Yes, that big gift would catch my eye as I came down the stairs, and the rest of the day would fade into the background of my joy and excitement. We always say and hear that Advent is a season of waiting, of anticipation, of hopeful expectation. But what are we really waiting for? What are we really expecting? What are we really hoping for at the culmination of this season? Throughout the season of Advent, we wait. We wait and prepare to welcome Emmanuel, God with us, once again. Yet this passage from Revelation reminds us that in our time of waiting, we are not merely commemorating the first coming of Jesus. We are waiting, preparing, anticipating, and expecting in hope the second coming of Christ. This passage paints a picture for us of what life will look like when God's throne once again moves from heaven to earth. In place of the tender whispers of a mother's lullaby and the delicate breaths of a newborn will be a river of the water of life, trees bearing 12 kinds of fruit, and leaves that heal the nations. This vision from Revelation reminds us that Jesus, God incarnate, has come to reconcile the whole of creation, restore our life, and renew our hope. So this Advent, may we celebrate and wait with hopeful expectation and anticipation of the hope, joy, love, and peace that both has and is yet to come. Let us pray. God of light and love, we thank you for the gift of Emmanuel, God with us. Help us to prepare our hearts, our lives, our homes, and our churches for you once again. In all things, teach us to wait with hopeful expectation of what will be. Amen.